The Today Manufacturing Podcast offers a powerful and unique perspective on the biggest stories impacting U.S. manufacturers. Anna Wells, David Manti, and Jeff Ranke apply their experience as editors of industry-leading brands Manufacturing.net and Industrial Equipment News in providing in-depth analysis of the latest headlines. Their insight, along with a mix of humor and human interest, makes Today in Manufacturing a go-to source. Keep pace with supply chain challenges, electric vehicle developments, labor struggles, robotics, and more by listening, downloading, and subscribing to the Today in Manufacturing podcast.
It's been a staple in Danville, Illinois since 1969, but on June 8th, the Quaker Oats plant will close its doors. Last week, Quaker informed more than 500 workers in Danville that they will be laid off, but perhaps the writing was on the wall. Back in December, Quaker, a PepsiCo brand, paused production at the facility while it sorted out a product recall. Unfortunately, it wasn't buttoned up quickly. What started with concerns of contamination risk in its granola soon ballooned into other products, ultimately requiring Quaker to recall some 6 products, many of which are still not back on store shelves today. The company says that no confirmed illnesses have resulted from the recall, but it seems the damage has been done in Danville. Quaker said in a statement to local news station WCIA Champaign that it conducted a detailed review before determining meeting its future manufacturing needs would require an extended closure for enhancements and modernization. Because of this, the company determined it would need to permanently shift production to other facilities. A spokesperson for Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said that immediately upon informing employees, Quaker reached out to the state in order to discuss future uses for the factory site. And the state leaders say that they hope it could be positioned for job creation. The Quaker recall has made a big impact on the company's bottom line. Quaker blamed a 19% year-end dip in operating profit on the debacle, saying the loss reflected the impact of product returns and charges associated with the recall. I'm Anna Wells, and this is Manufacturing Now.